You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Governor Gavin Newsom will remain in office after a majority of Californians voted against the recall. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has reactions from the Republican and Democratic parties of San Luis Obispo County.
The election was called quickly after polls closed last night when it became apparent the governor would not be recalled from office. Randall Jordan is the chairman of the San Luis Obispo County Republican Party. He says he was disappointed, but unsurprised by the results. He says he attributes the loss to acts of voter fraud.
All we want is good, fair elections, and we want to be left alone, and we want freedom, and we want our voice to be heard. And that's what makes me sad, is those people do not have a voice anymore.
Cap Radio reported in 2020 that California elections officials and nonpartisan observers said after the 2016 election, there were no widespread reports of voter fraud, and the state has some of the most stringent voter verification laws in the country. Former San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Tommy Gong has consistently denounced voter fraud and said there are checks and balances in place to maintain the safety of every election. Rita Casaverde is the chair of the San Luis Obispo County Democratic Party. She says she's happy with the results, but she's frustrated by the monetary expense of the process.
We knew that Enel would probably win, but we didn't know that it was going to be such a landslide win and it was going to be called so quickly. At the same time, it's really hard to be excited knowing that the state has now spent $276 million on this election.
That was the final cost estimate issued by California Secretary of State Shirley Weber. However, in an interview with ABC News, she said the state could see the total cost of the recall election coming in around $300 million or more. With 71% of the votes reported as of this afternoon, Governor Newsom is maintaining his position, with 64% of voters saying no to the recall. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.